Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Menachos, and today we are up to parak Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Kol Kavanos HaTzibur Ein Behem Smicha. Kavanos HaTzibur do not need smicha. Chutz min ha-par ha-ba'al kol ha-mitzvos. Except for the par that comes for any of the mitzvos, meaning the when when the Sanhedrin made a mistake in a Pesach Halacha, so they brought a par helem davar shel tzibur. So when they bring it, so the par helem davar shel tzibur does require smicha. V'sir mishaleh. And also the Seir Mishalech gets smicha. Rabbi Shimon Omar af Seir Avod Zara. That Seir Avod Zara, also when the community does Avod Zara, that also requires smicha. Kol Kabbarnas HaYachid Tunis Smicha. All Kabbarnas HaYachid gets smicha. Chutz min HaBuchar VaMaisar Pesach, except for Buchar Maisar Pesach, that even though they're Kabbarnas HaYachid, they do not get smicha. VaHayoresh, someone who inherits his father's karban and is now bringing it, Somech Umevi Nesachim. He does smicha on the karban and he brings it in the Nesachim, Umemir, and he can also make it Tamura. If he switches it for another animal, that where the other animal will also have Kedusha. And this animal will have kedusha. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, Hakol Samchin. Anyone could do smicha, chutz mecherushot v'katan. Except for a cherushot v'katan, they don't have the level of das needed to do smicha. Sumo v'ovid kochavim, v'eved v'ashliach v'isha. And also a blind person, ovid kochavim, an eved, meaning an eved kanani, a shaliach and isha are all not able to do smicha. Usmicha shiare, even though I think the Gemara says that they did nachas ruach with nashim and they allowed them to do like an imitation smicha without putting all their weight down. Usmicha shiari mitzvah. Smicha is considered like the leftovers, the remnants of a mitzvah, because you don't need it to make the avodah kasher. Ala rosh b'shtei yadayim, you would do it on the head with two hands. Umakom shesomchin shochtin, and where they did the smicha, that's where they would shecht the animal, meaning in the azara. They take off the smicha shchita, and right after the smicha, they would do the shechita. It was one immediately following the other. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that Karbanos Tzibur generally don't get smicha, except for the Parum Davar Shel Tzibur and Seir Mishalech, and perhaps the Seir Avodah Zarah. Karbanos Yachid generally do get smicha, with the exception of Bechor Maaser and Pesach. And we said that even Yorish does smicha, and Yorish is also able to bring the Sachem with the Karban, and he's able to effect the Temura. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said that anyone who's a Bardas can do smicha. Suma and Ovid Chavim, the Evan and Shliach and Nisha cannot do smicha. A smicha is, meaning anyone who's a Lav Bardas cannot do smicha, and also a Suma, Ovid Chavim, Evan and Shliach and Nisha. Smicha is considered the remnants of the mitzvah because the Avodah is kosher without it, and you do it on the head of the animal with two hands, and you do the smicha in the Azara exactly where you do the Shechita, and you do the Shechita immediately following the smicha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Tes, Mishnah Tes.